94.1 KODJ. It's back. $1,000 with Fuel Your Adventure, thanks to our friends at Maverick.
Starting at 7 o'clock, we're going to give you a keyword every single hour through 7 p.m. Your chance to win a grand.
Just got to enter that keyword on our website to win.
You are the woman that I've always dreamed of. I knew it from the start.
Hello, world, is a song that we're singing.
Come on, get happy. Stay positive.
Come on, get happy.
It's Meredith and AJ's Good News Story of the Day.
We'll make you happy.
And it's brought to you by KindlyMD.com, about a nurse in Kentucky who came into work on a chilly March day, and her first patient was someone that had horrible shoes. She said the laces were shredded, holes in the seat, in the soles. You could see through the sides.
Oh,
I mean, these
man.
Things were barely hanging on. She said, you know, I treated the patient and then I thought I can't send him back out wearing these shoes. So she took off her shoes and gave them to the patient. And she was a little reluctant, she said, because they were brand new shoes. But there was a voice inside her head that just kept saying, give the person your shoes. And here's why.
The nurse's creed says that we will take care of those that are devoted to our care. So, you know, that's part of our profession, is to seek and look and pay attention to the welfare of these patients and to meet the needs that we can while they're in our care.
And that's exactly what she did. She might have hesitated, but then she realized, this is what I'm here for. This is what I want to do with my life. This is why I'm in this position.
God bless nurses listening. The world would stop spinning without you. I'm serious. We can't do this without nurses. Anything. Everybody has had a nurse in their life that was like the perfect time, perfect place, compassionate care, mm-hmm. and love. So thank you. And yes, I've got some nurses in my family. I don't know if you can tell. It's Meredith and AJ. Good morning. Good news every morning at 6:40 at night.
All of the hardworking men and women, but especially the women, because that's what that song is all about.
She works hard for the money, and we know you do. And we thank you for listening this morning.
And it's why it's fitting that today is the first day of our $1,000 contest.
Right.
Yeah. So we'll give you that keyword coming up again if you missed it to enter online. Showbiz buzz for today. Ryan Reynolds has unseated Justin Bieber as the most popular Canadian celebrity.
Oh.
Also on the list of favorite Canadians is Ryan Gosling, who hosted Saturday Night Live this weekend. And if you missed it, his opening monologue was absolutely hysterical. Mm-hmm. There were times throughout the show that he could not keep it together.
Yeah, he's like the worst at all of this stuff. By that, I mean the best, because he breaks character. He can't hold it together. Yeah. He laughs the whole time. But he was singing this song about, you know, in the opening monologue about Barbie, which I thought was great.
I swear to Venice Beach is true. My clothes were tight, but something about that spandex felt so right. I left my rollerblades in that big pink house, but I still got that fur coat and I'll wear it right now.
I think it's hilarious that he doesn't take himself seriously. That's the best part of the whole thing.
And then he put the fur coat on,
yes!
And he continued with the monologues.
Yes!
And then Emily Blunt came out and she sang along with him. And then they had this back and forth Barbie Oppenheimer. Mm-hmm. I think it's so funny that they were in the two biggest competing movies last year against each other. And now they're in this new movie together, The Fall Guy.
It's pretty cool. The Jimmy Buffett tribute concert over the weekend, with the legends like Paul McCartney, John Bon Jovi, and Harrison Ford singing Margaritaville.
I mean, it's at the Hollywood Bowl, so there's 4 bajillion people there. Keep the party going.
I love it.
Yep.
And the American Idol Top 20 were revealed last night. We have two local girls in the Top 24. One of them made it through.
Yeah.
Cabrian is going on to the top 20. Unfortunately, Ellie Frankum from American Fork was sent home. But I am obsessed with this performer, Keiko, who wasn't even there to audition. He was there to play piano for his friend who was auditioning.
And keeps making it.
And they were like, well, do you sing? And he's like, well, a little bit. And now here he is in the top 20.
So good.
Yeah.
So good. All right. So that is what's going down with Showbiz Buzz. Don't forget, $1,000 up for grabs. We've still got Aerosmith tickets, too.
Yes, we're doing those at 7:25 every day this week. Good morning. It's Meredith and AJ, 94.1 KODJ, giving you a chance to win $1,000 every hour to fuel your adventure. Thanks to our friends at Maverick. And this hour's keyword is bank. Go to KODJ.com and enter the word bank.
Yeah. All right. So over the weekend, buying tires at Big O Tires and Layton. Mm-hmm. And I love, is it weird that I love the smell of tires? And it got me asking Kelly here off the air a minute ago about weird smells.
Okay, this is weird. I really love the smell of old books.
Oh, yeah.
And like old libraries.
Yes.
And I read that it's because the ink and the paper and the glue that's used in old books, like it breaks down.
Yeah.
And the smell is sweet, like vanilla or like floral.
Huh. Interesting. I have no idea.
Okay,
so that does make sense that it breaks down, but like the combination of scents becomes very nostalgic. I love old book smells. I do love that.
Yeah.
I think that there's this genre of smells that you're allowed to like that nobody else likes. I think everybody gets along, just like a top five list.
Okay.
You got one?
Like people that like pickles.
Yeah. Oh, I love the smell of pickles.
I love the smell of leather, like when I get a new purse or wallet or something, this leather, like I smell it all the time. I probably look weird in the grocery store. Pulled out my wallet to pay, and I got to smell it first.
What's the, like weird. The smell of a baseball glove at the start of the season, you know? Mm-hmm. Same kind of smell. You want to chime in? Press that talk back button. iHeartRadio, it's a little red microphone. You can share with us your thoughts on this. What weird smells do you like? Or you can give us a call, too.
What about rainy days like this morning?
Yeah, that's a pretty good one, too. The wet pavement on a hot summer day. That's the rain smell that I like. All right, good
94.1 KODJ. We're talking about weird smells that you like. We got this talkback message from Jen.
If I could wear WD-40 as a perfume and get away with it, I would. I think it is the best smell ever.
Stop it.
WD-40, bring it.
I've never even noticed that that had a smell.
Yeah, it does. It has a very delicious smell. Now that you mentioned it, I used it over the weekend. $1,000 to win in a minute. It's tax day.
And it's tax day. How about some tax day freebies?
Let's do it.
First, you've got Krispy Kreme offering a free second dozen. You just pay the tax. That's a good deal.
Ouch. That's almost like insulting. No, I'm kidding.
What was the tax like? It's like $2.50 or something.
Probably not even that much. It's just like, oh, yeah, you got to remind me about taxes one more time. Thank you.
And then Dave & Buster's offering 50% off all food today if you join the Dave & Buster's rewards program. So there's that.
We were talking earlier about stuff that weird smells that just absolutely make you go, huh.
Because AJ walks into a tire shop and takes a big old.
Yeah. And I know. It's like petroleum. I know that's the smell, and I'm not the only one.
Okay, you're going to think it's weird, but gasoline. Oh. Not like I bathe in it or anything crazy, but when I when I pump gas, ever since I was little, if I get some on my hand, I don't know why I like the smell.
I think it's killing brain cells. I think you probably shouldn't. I don't think we advocate that on this show, so don't do that. Don't.
Oh, darn, I got some on my hand.
Ooh, oh, gosh. And I'll tell you what, like, a little goes a long way, man, because you get one drop on your shoe and your car smells like it for the next 6 weeks, man.
So there's something about citrus that stores have figured out. They've spent a lot of money on testing this kind of stuff. They found out that if they pump citrus smells through their vents, there's something about that smell that makes you spend more money.
Yeah.
Like 10% really? More money, yeah. So clothing store, not like grocery stores, because there's a lot of smells going on there. We're like clothing stores. Uh-huh. You walk into a upscale citrus, clothing store and you smell citrus. It makes you want to spend more money. Just know that it's a trick. It's a dirty, dirty
you walk
trick.
In, you smell citrus. You're like, this is, why do I suddenly want to spend $500 on a swimsuit? I don't know why.
I see you, Macy. I see you.
Good morning.
Now it's AJ's Totally Random Fact.
Brought to you by the Law Tigers Motorcycle Lawyers.
So in 2017, the Navy swapped out their $38,000 Periscope control system and started using the Xbox controllers that some of the sailors were using.
Because they were more familiar with it?
Because it was more accurate. And it was better, like, just interaction. They could figure it out easier. So now even the Department of Defense is having the Marines use Xbox controllers.
Now, three things you need to know with Meredith and AJ.
Brought to you by Utah's Hogle Zoo, it's tax day! And if you have some... See, I try to say that in a happy voice, thinking it's tax day. And if you have some last-minute questions, the IRS would like you to know that they have vastly improved their customer service lines For instance, in 2022, the average wait time to talk to somebody was 28 minutes. The average wait time in 2024, 3 minutes.
Oh!
So if you're like, oh, I really want to call, but I don't have an entire day to sit on hold and wait for someone. No.
On the top 10 list of things that I never want to do, calling the IRS has to be in the top five.
I mean, honestly,
I appreciate their willingness to accept my call.
If you have to call them today for any reason, you're probably not ready to submit.
No. Well, maybe. Maybe you just need a quick couple of things checked off. I don't know. I'm willing to I accept the IRS's generosity on this one.
So the big thing that happened over the weekend, and it looks like there's still some questions about us bringing the Arizona Coyotes hockey team to Utah.
Oh,
so
Jazz, it was a done deal.
Jazz owners Ryan and Ashley Smith did purchase the team.
Okay.
They are planning on moving them to Utah for next season.
Okay. Okay.
They are going to change the name, so they won't just be like the Utah Coyotes.
Okay.
They will be changing the name.
I'm kind of thinking that might make sense, but okay, keep going.
Yeah.
And that's
so
it. That's,
yeah. So a lot of people are like, yeah, are they really coming or are they just talking? No, it's a done deal. They have purchased the team. Done deal.
I've seen some really, really good ones, man. I have. I've names like. I want to say like the Latter Day Rinks and stuff like that. Just people like those are clever. Yeah. Those are Utah based. I love them.
And the International Olympic Committee spent the entire week touring, you know, past and potential Olympic venues. And after they left, their review of what they saw was that they saw what they did see exceeded their expectations.
So basically, if we don't get it now, it's going to be like somebody screwed up some paperwork somewhere or somebody made a comment about somebody's outfit who was a high-ranking Olympic official and be like, well, he said something about my tie and I'm not accepting that. No, we're not going to Salt Lake.
Do you know who you just insulted?
So true. That would be how I would screw it up. Good morning. It's Meredith and AJ. Any goodies coming up?
Yeah, 7:25. We have Hogle Zoo passes.
8:25.
Oh, sorry, 8:25.
Yeah, that's cool.
They need a break.
She's Meredith, I'm AJ, we're husband and wife, but don't let that bother you. It's 94.1 KODJ, we don't let it get between us.
Check out today's Monday memes on our Facebook page if you need something to smile at. Here's my favorite one from today. Sometimes, and this is so true, sometimes my desire for my kid to win is driven by how annoying the opposing team's parents are. Yes. And I know y'all know what I'm saying.
There's always that one parent. Ugh.
It's Meredith and AJ, another tax day deal for you. Grubhub is offering $15 off delivery orders of $25 or more today only with the code TAXBREAK. So, you know, if you can't make dinner because you're frantically trying to put together those last couple forms, just order in tonight.
Another $1,000 in a minute. Aerosmith tickets again tomorrow morning. See you then.